Hello.
How you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Matthew, people talk a lot about quarterback receiver combinations in the league. How do you think you and Cal where do you think you and Calvin stack up? You know what I mean, against everyone else?
Well, I don't know. I don't get into that kind of stuff. I just try and play as good a football as I can play. I know Calvin's doing the same. Obviously, he's a big part of our offense and makes us tick in a lot of ways, for sure.
What kind of gift is it to have Calvin Johnson, to have him as your, I guess, number one receiver? What's that like as a quarterback?
Oh, it's great. Everybody wants a true number one, and we have one of the best, if not the best, number one wide receiver in the league. And changes some coverages and changes some things on game days that you got to adjust to. But he makes a lot of plays.
Hey, Matthew, why do you think you've been so successful individually in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter of games this year?
I don't know. I think I'm lucky to be surrounded by a lot of really good teammates. Our offensive line's done a great job all year. Our backs and receivers out of the backfield catching the ball, moving the chains, and have been doing a great job of that really all game, and especially in the fourth quarter. So I think I'm just a beneficiary of that.
You've got one of the top offenses, yet you don't exactly have all the wins to show for it. What's your take on that?
We haven't haven't put enough sevens on the board early in the game. That's for sure. We have a lot of yards early and often in games, but haven't put touchdowns on the board, and that's something that we're still working and giving it everything we got to try and make sure we get sevens early, and that's a big part of obviously the league and winning football games. So we got to do a better job of that on offense for sure.
What's been the problem with getting Calvin, I guess, finding him in the end zone or just getting touchdowns with him? Just coverage?
I think teams are trying to do everything they can to take him away. Anytime we get inside about the 10-yard line, they're vicing him or rolling guys over the top, whatever they're doing to try and keep him out of the end zone. We just got to do a better job of finding other guys and other guys making plays and me putting it on other guys to get sevens.
Given the chippiness between the two teams last year, is playing the Bears get you pumped up?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you play a division game, it's an exciting one. Obviously, Monday Night Football brings an extra little added bit of emotion as well. And I think both these teams, have a lot of respect for each other and what we can do on the field. And obviously, it's a division game. We're rivals. We know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. Just going out there and executing, and that's what makes it physical and intense.
What will you be remembering last year's game and the things that happened during it?
No, once the ball is put down and whistled ready for play, man, it's another game. It's a different game. It's the beauty of the NFL is every week is different, and you have to approach it that way.
Is there? I mean, you get a little extra juice. Is there like when guys are a little more excited because you're, like you said, you're familiar with these guys. You know who's on the Bears. Has the locker room kind of chatter a little better this week?
I don't know. I think every week we're a pretty excited bunch. We get going pretty good in practice every week and try and take it into Sundays. And this one, got the chance to do it on a national stage on Monday night. I know guys are going to be excited.
Matt, I know you guys are aware of Julius Peppers, of course, but are you a little bit more aware based on what's happened to you with your encounters with Julius?
No, I think we're just like every other team. He's a guy that's made a lot of plays in this league for a long time. He's an explosive athlete, and honestly, the Bears are doing a heck of a job with everybody. Henry Melton's having a great year, and the rookie's coming in playing well. So they've got a lot of guys that are doing a good job getting after the passer.
And you obviously don't line up against these guys. What do you think about the Jay Brandon combination? How scary would that be to face as a defense?
Oh, they're awesome. They do a heck of a job. They've had some really big games this year, and are really sparking their offense, so they're definitely a dangerous combo.
What about the Bears' defense this year? They've been pretty stingy. They haven't allowed many points. They've been limiting teams in the red zone. Why do you think the Bears' defense is playing so well this year?
I think they've just they've been playing in the system for so long. They know what each other's doing, and they've settled on the two safeties this year, and really are they're playing really well. For them, and obviously, the more they get after the passer, they get ahead in games. That cover two is a lot more effective for them. They can all face the quarterback, and they've gotten turnovers and turn those turnovers into touchdowns. And they're making offenses pay in that regard.
A couple of your teammates have said that maybe you guys need to get that nasty back that you had last year. Has that been a problem maybe for the slow start? You guys haven't been nasty enough?
I don't know. I just think just, you know, bringing intensity to every game, every play, that's the biggest thing. You know, that's when we're our, you know, our most successful as a team is when we're, you know, intense and playing with a ton of passion on every snap. And it's something that we need to make sure that we bring week in and week out.
Anybody else?
I guess.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.